In a debate that started yesterday afternoon and ran until early this morning, Democrats described repeated examples of people they said could be disenfranchised under this plan. Rural residents in particular, Democrats said, could find it difficult, if not impossible, to get IDs without more DMV locations and longer hours. Poplar Senator Bob Jauch lit into Republicans, suggesting this plan went against the Pledge of Allegiance.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The Republicans memorize the words and forget the meaning. The Republicans put their hands over their hearts and they put their boots on people's rights.
Middleton Democratic Senator John Erpenbach said it could catch some voters by surprise. And if Republicans wanted to pass it, they should dedicate money for a public outreach campaign.
If you're serious about this, fund it so people know.
Democrats also prodded Republicans to show examples of the kind of voter fraud that would prompt the need for this bill. But GOP Senator Frank Lissay said that was hard to prove without voter ID.
Under the law we have today, somebody walks in, doesn't produce any identification, shows up, votes, walks out. How do you prove whether they were legal or not? How can you prove where they lived? How can you prove that they're a U.S. citizen? How can you prove that they aren't a felon?
Democrats blocked a vote on this plan last night, but majority Republicans scheduled a final vote for tomorrow morning. Once the Senate passes this plan and Governor Scott Walker signs it, pieces will take effect almost immediately, including a requirement that people live at an address for 28 days in order to vote there. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.